Today is March 9th and a very special day for me because I haven't seen Leanne for a long time. Welcome everyone. If you don't know her, you will have a very wonderful next hour. I can tell you that she walks her talk. And I say that not in the typical sense. I don't know about that. Well, I do. But we were walking partners in Reston, and we would walk around a three-mile lake over and over again. We both lived in the same area, so I know her walking patterns. Leanne has a very impressive resume. I'm going to highlight, she is a coach supervisor, and an excellent one, okay, if anyone needs one or wants to refer to one. She works with lawyers, her background. Don't tell me. Executives. And the third one is the one I always remembered. And it is, who can read my mind? Leanne, what's the third one? Scientists?
Scientists.
It is, scientists, yeah. What a mix of people to be coaching at a high level. That's quite an impact. Her wisdom, I've always learned a lot. Leanne was a Sun Coach trainer way back when, and I actually learned more with her than I'm sure she learned with me. So I'm very eager to just get going and find out what is the arc. What is the arc? Welcome, Leanne, and we are all here with you, and I can do whatever you need me to do. The recording has started.
Thank you, Terry. It is wonderful to be with all of you. I have to say you all are experienced coaches, I do believe. So I'm gonna gear this in that way. I know some of you are also MCC assessors. So I came up with this concept as I was preparing for my MCC application. I submitted two recordings, one passed, one was failed. I submitted the third recording and it was passed. And I would say that the two that were passed are really high PCC, and the one that was failed was really more of the dance of MCC. But that's why I thought this would be an interesting topic, and particularly with all of you, many of whom are MCCs. So we're going to have conversation around how this hangs together. Many of you are mentors too, or if you're not, you know, if you're working on your credential, I don't know if anybody is, but something to think about as we talk. All right, so today we're going to explore the arc, and it has these four components: presence, exploration, action, integration. We're going to plurk, play while we work, so practice with them and see what we come out with, and connect to the competencies. So I laid them out, and I found, you know, sometimes we focus on one competency in one of these hours, but when we're talking about a coaching conversation, ideally we're hitting all the competencies. So we're going to touch at least on all of them and focus a lot on 3, 6, 7, 8, all within the context of 5, maintaining presence. All right, and I want to emphasize, this is not a script, because this is something that we hear a lot, that don't get stuck to particular questions, don't get stuck to a particular format, particularly with MCC, right? That with MCC, it's supposed to be more of a flow and a back and forth. At the same time, what I found is that with the feedback that I was getting is that there was kind of a natural chunking or set of questions, a natural arc is what I said, of the conversation. So the first part is really about, well, always presence first, right? Within the context of having a coaching mindset, which is competency two. And creating agreement. And we often think that agreement is this thing off by itself, but already as coaches, what I hope to do as a coach is to help evoke awareness already. And so that gets more to the values. Yes, how will you know? What are the components? What's getting in the way? And then the top of the arc is stick with the being. That distinguishes ACC or low PCC coaching from high PCC MCC coaching, I would say. Feel free to jump in if you disagree. Picking up the client's metaphors and their language, critical. Checking in along the way, so we don't just create the agreement and then get to the end and say, how did we do? We check, are we still on track or has something changed? So presence, exploration, then action. So often I'm sure you hear new coaches want to shift right to action. But action is actually very far along the arc, or in most cases. Then checking in again about agreement, and then integration and closure. And thanks to Dahlia exploring the new 2025 competencies, I added this word insights. What insights have you gained? And then what have you learned? What other life areas might apply? And then what would help us feel complete? Okay, so that's kind of the big picture. Yeah, did someone have something? Not yet? Okay. All right, so I'll say I have these on a single sheet, and not that I would ask these questions specifically so much as I would make sure I was hitting all these competencies. Mm-hmm. All right. So ethics and embodies a coaching mindset. That's the foundation. I just say it so we know we've got those ingrained. I will say that there are a couple of things in embodies a coaching mindset. 2.01 acknowledges clients are responsible for their own choices. So I'm taking the exam Wednesday. So it's very interesting to look at the sample exams and see how the ICF interprets this, especially when looking at the worst answers. The way the exam is structured, for those who don't know, you get a scenario and four responses. You have to identify the best and the worst. So, and this is a big thing about the worst. Acknowledge clients are responsible for their own choices. Okay. But then, now we've got that environment, the ethics and the mindset. When we're in the arc at the beginning is creating presence both for ourselves and for our clients. So, asking that first question, is there anything you would like to do to become present, honors their state before you dive into content. And it relates to competency four, cultivating trust and safety, and also our own maintaining presence. Then the next part of the arc, what would you like to focus on today? Partnering with the client, as always, and creating the agreement. And then what's important about that? Here we are shifting, I think. It's part of creating agreement, or establishing and maintaining agreement, but it's also about evoking awareness. And it's here that I find often the answer to what would you like to focus on today changes. Because a client will say something like, oh, I want to focus on being more efficient with my time. What's important about that? Well, that would give me more time with my family. Okay, well, what's important about having more time with my family? Well, you could pick, right? My father is sick and, you know, he's been given 6 months to live. So, you know, so then figuring out, okay, so it's important to focus on your time so that you have more time with your family because your father's sick, right? It's not just this little snippet that's an action thing. It's about the being piece, family, and the value. So I think maybe, I don't know, do you guys want to do a breakout?
Uh-oh.
Why not? Okay. Very experienced coaches here, so.
Do you know how to set it up?
I do.
Oh, good. I've never done that. Sure.
Yes. Okay. So mm-hmm. I thought it might be interesting just to notice. You can use the questions or not as you please. It's not so much about the particular questions as it is about what helps you establish and maintain presence.
Mm-hmm.
And then what in setting agreement creates that trust and safety. Okay, so I'll send you to breakout rooms of two. You can be a coach one round and the client the other round. And you can use the three questions, which I'll drop in the chat. Maybe. I will drop them in the chat. And then switch. So, okay.
How much time do we have per round?
Per round, 4 minutes each, total of 8 rounds. Of 8 minutes. Sorry. Total of 8 minutes. So it's not meant to be, you know, you're not really looking for content. You're looking for that creating that presence. Okay, other questions. So, Terry, I am not seeing breakouts as an option.
All right, let me see if I can do something. Assign automatically? Is that
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yep, two here people per.
And then open all rooms. Is everybody in breakout already? Join.
Terry forgot to specify the number of people.
Oh, go back
in
one.
Class.
How do you go back one? Sun is such a unified thing, you know. How
let's
do I
go
back?
Day count. Let's go room. Out of the close breakout rooms. Okay. Otherwise, she.
Okay, here we go.
She wouldn't do it easily.
You have 60 seconds to leave your breakout room. And then I will do it again. 52 seconds. Okay, leave breakout room.
Happened?
She forgot to specify the number of people in each room.
Oh, I see. So everyone went to one room?
Went in the same room.
Yeah, oneness and sound. The computer has it programmed in it, you know. Try again. Breakout rooms.
You need
open all
six
those.
Rooms.
Where does it say? One room, two. Oh. It doesn't say one of those.
Okay.
It doesn't
no
say
problem.
How many.
So it's so many people per room. If you say how many people per room, it will assign it.
It doesn't say here how many.
No problem. We can. We don't have to go to breakouts.
How many rooms did you open, Terry?
Six.
Okay.
Assign automatically. Oh, it's assigned.
No. Terry.
Yes.
You must select the number of breakout rooms. Okay.
How do I? Where you have an upcoming session planned, rooms and participants. That's all it says.
Okay. So you must select six rooms.
It doesn't tell me where to do that. Rooms.
Are you able to make me host, Terry?
Hmm.
Oh, definitely. With pleasure.
That'd be easier, yeah.
Five, four, three, two, one.
What does the universe want to tell you?
Perhaps the universe wants to say we're not doing breakout rooms. Let's see.
Are you co-host?
I am now co-host, okay. Yep. So I'm going to close all rooms first. Okay, so let's see. Add room, add room, add room, add room, add room. Okay. And then recreate. Here we go.
I say recreate.
Five, six.
Round and round and round it goes. Who you will get, anyone knows.
Exactly right. Okay, let's make sure. Here we go. Poor Ruth ended up somewhere else. We're going to move you to a different room so you're not by yourself. Okay, ready? Here we go.
Go.
I think something's happening now.
Yay!
Yay. Okay.
Let me look at the breakout rooms just in case. Or Tal is not. So let me move her to room two. Okay. That's better. So that Charlotte is with someone. And let me set my timer.
8:12:28. Okay. So, may I practice?
Sure, love to.
Okay. Hi, Leanne, it's good to have you here, and thank you for trusting me to be with you in whatever it is that would be important for you to work on today together. I need a moment or two just to come present. If you would like to also, feel free.
Nice.
See you in a minute. Feels better to me. So we are here together. How would you like us to bring awareness into this space with what you consider important? Yeah. How would you like us to do that?
I think, you know, I think one of the things that's on my mind is figuring out how to have a nice, smooth trip with all the family for my daughter's graduation.
Am I part of your family yet?
Would you like to be?
And by the end of this time, we have a few minutes now, what might be different that would move you in that direction?
Oh, that would be lovely. When you said that, the thing that came up for me is about, hang on.
Let him in and I'll quickly explain.
Yeah. Oops. Sorry, I was just...
No, that's okay.
Stay here. Oops. Let me hang on. There we go. So the thing that came up for me was this feeling of wanting it to be just ease and flow and relaxing. And so that's, I think, what I would like to have be different, that by the end of our time together, I feel relaxed, easy, in flow about the trip.
Relaxed, easy, in flow. That's important to you because...
Just makes everything else easier, right? It just like, it's, yeah, what's important about that to me? You know, that's actually a really good question, because the instinct is to smooth things over. And I'm wondering, now that you ask that question, if that's my job. It's not my job, but it makes my life so much more pleasant.
Inside, you're telling me it is your job. Now, I'm curious right now. So you want to have more relaxed, easy, and flow for the graduation event, and congratulations.
Thank you. And I see somebody's joined us. We're doing a demo or a practice. Robert, welcome.
Oh, he can hear us. Okay.
Yep, yeah. It's
just,
okay.
Just observe. We'll include you. Just observe. I'm curious. I just have a question for right now, if I may.
Sure.
How relaxed, easy, and flow are you feeling right now?
About graduation or in general?
No, just about you. You and me here.
Well, you and me here feels very relaxed, easy, and in flow.
Okay.
There's like a lot of stuff happening at the moment. So,
yeah,
you know.
And that's where it is. It's not here.
Right.
It's there.
Uh-huh.
So how do you manage, if I can get inside there, how do you manage to be easy, relaxed, and flow here and now and not in the, imaginative future that's not here yet?
I just am present, particularly in an environment like this, while also knowing you and, you know.
What's different? Who's in charge of that thing that you want?
I'm definitely in charge.
All right.
And, yeah, like I can... imagine, you know, for example, one member of my family has very different politics from what I do. And my solution is not to talk about politics. The other family member does not have that solution.
Okay. All right.
And so
what is your role in keeping yourself relaxed, easy, and flow when that stuff is going on outside of you?
Yeah.
What's your role?
Well, ideally, the role would be to stay relaxed, easy, and in flow. And it's honestly, it's just not that easy.
Of course, what's the question that follows that?
What would make it easier?
Oh, that's
what
a good one. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, what would make it easy?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Right. So in the next time after we stop meeting, some ideas for how you might get more information on how you could know?
Mm-hmm.
Where would, that's a double question, where would the knowing come from?
That's a good question because, you know, I feel like I do a lot already. So it's like, what's the additional that would...
Yeah, I really want to acknowledge your willingness to get into this. Obviously, this is important to you. I can feel it myself. And you also have shared that you're in charge of it. The question is, how do you stay in charge and how are you going to figure that out? So what have you learned at this point?
Yeah. Well, the thing that comes to mind is that I think the biggest thing is what happened as we were talking about at the beginning, that may, you know, it's okay to push back is how I would summarize it. That maybe ease and flow is not the, well, not my own, ease and flow is the priority, and that the ease and flow of everyone else is not my responsibility.
Does this mean I get it on many levels, or just what comes to mind? Mind is one part of
your food boy.
You.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, I'm delinquent.
No, you're being real.
Yes, Terry was practicing with me very skillfully.
Of course.
Thank you. So just in a moment, everyone will come back.
Okay, thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Terry. Just waiting for everybody to come back. All right. Few more. Or is that what we have? Everybody's back, I think.
Not yet. Ah,
there we go.
We were 12.
Dinesh isn't back yet.
Plus Liam.
Yes, there we are.
In total. Okay.
Welcome back. So.
We are 14.
What are your insights?
I have 12 people here, not counting Leanne and me, so that's 14. Okay.
Bob has just arrived.
Yeah.
So we are 14 counting with Leanne.
Okay.
What are your insights from the practice about presence and about the beginning of the arc of the conversation?
Some of you has to speak louder. I can't hear.
I will speak just to start, and then I shut up. I want to thank Julia or Yulia?
Whichever you want. In Russian would be Yulia. In English,
Yulia.
Julia.
I am used to the Russian one. Yulia, to thank her for her presence. It was a conversation without question, just a conversation, and the presence for me, thank you, really, was so, I needed this presence, thank you.
And I want to say, it felt very deep, and I want to thank you for the opportunity to contribute. I mean, we usually thank people for what they've given us, and what you've given me is a chance to be with you.
I can share a bit here. I was with Natalia. I felt the 4 minutes she took me to a place where I could not go for a very long time. Her presence took me there. So thank you so much, Natalia. I'm going to sit with what we spoke about for a long time.
You're in mute, Natalia. Nat, are you mute?
Sorry. Thank you, Denise. And please write the last question for me here. Thank you so much.
I can share, and thanks, Alfonso. His presence during the few minutes that we were together helped me to understand how, in this crazy situation that we are, I am able to be present for my clients, and just talking about that, I understood that I'm doing well, and I'm living the moment, and it's okay for the moment. And it was really a good conversation, and getting awareness about how I'm living nowadays in this crazy situation that we are. Thank you, Alfonso.
No, no, thank you to you, because it's been a real life lesson, because I was in the conversation, I was wondering what is in her mind in these moments, so conflicted and complicated moments in Israel, and I was trying to make questions about how do you manage to be present with your clients? And it became is the easiest question for them, because they are not thinking about being alive tomorrow. No, they are thinking about being alive now. This is the highest expression of presence that I've ever heard. So thank you very much, Suzette, and all of you. Impressive.
Thank you all. Yeah.
So it's something we must learn.
Yes, and so often we want to rush through this piece. But it's, if we don't build this first, everything else not as good.
Can I add something? Mm-hmm. You may be already aware, but there's this person, gives a lot of talks and stuff, and he heads up what's called the Presence Lab at MIT, Thomas Hubble. So he speaks about that a lot from different angles.
Beautiful.
Could you write down the first reference, please, Julia?
Okay, so the beginning of the arc. Going to the middle piece, right? We said presence, and now exploration, which are 6 and 7, but built on the presence. So we just, several of you talked about the context of the client.
Leanna, we see, we don't see the full presentation. You see it,
Okay. Okay. So, I remember one Sun retreat. This was during the pandemic, so we were all online, and we were doing a coaching practice. And Alphonse, I remember you were the observer. And whoever the client was, like the client and I was the coach, the client and I spent a lot of time on agreement. And then it was like 2 minutes on exploration and he was ready to act. And then it was the learning. It was like So exploration and awareness is the middle of the arc, and if we set it up right, it flows very naturally. Because you've already demonstrated or created, co-created that trust. So the client feels seen. That's their context. That's their background, identity. The competency says client's context, identity, environment, experiences, values, and beliefs. That's 6.01, right? So that's what we're listening for as coaches. And some of the questions I laid out in the arc, again, this is not a checklist. It's a thinking about how we get to the competencies. What does what you asked for mean to you? What are the components of getting from where you are to where you want to be? What's getting in the way? Sticking with the being and picking up client metaphors. So I thought maybe we would just look at the questions, and I'll drop them in the chat to think about, and I'll drop 6 and 7 in the chat as well, the competency 6 and 7. How can you map the question to the competency, and maybe what other questions might apply or might you ask? I know we're doing it in the abstract, but maybe you would think about it in the context of your conversation that you had already. And then come back and share. My screen sharing is paused, I see. Was it? Okay.
We saw it, yeah.
You saw it, okay.
Yeah.
So,
now you stopped it.
Yes, now I
stopped. Okay.
So I'm going to drop in the chat my, I don't know why, but my text color is is funny. All right. Doesn't like it, of course. It's too much text. So here's the first part. Nope, still too long. Sorry about that. There's the first part. And then here's 6. And here's 7. So think about here in this evoking awareness and the exploration piece, where is it, or what questions do you like to ask already? And what makes them powerful or not? All right. Let's see. There are 15 of us. We want 3 or 4 in a room, so if we do 4 rooms, okay. So you have, let's say, 6 minutes to talk and come back. Robert, let me add you to room 2.
Thank you.
I should have put him in Nortal. Are you gonna? There we go. Get to room 3. Natalia, do you want me to add you to a room? Burn room. Oops. Burn room 32. Okay. Everybody's in rooms.
Okay, what would be most useful?
You then? Are muted, my dear.
I'm on mute. Yeah. What would be most useful for 5 minutes together?
Yeah.
I'd love to go further with you.
Oh, nice.
If you
can do it in this context. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not caught up with reading everything that's here. So let me be present.
Let's you know competency 6 and 7. Again.
And let me bring back where we were. Let's both get present again. Mm-hmm. Okay. If I remember, you felt that you learned, and I want to acknowledge the learning, that it's not your responsibility to tackle what the other people are doing in the wedding. It is your responsibility to pay attention to yourself, and you opened up the possibility of I don't have to be. I'm taking on more responsibility than I have to, perhaps. I mean, that was in the air. And there was one other thing I wanted to bring back from you, something you said. Well, what comes to mind is, and that stood out for me, because I wondered where else that comes to, besides the mind that might be helpful for you in this basket of exploration.
Yeah, you know I'm a kinesthetic. So
I actually totally forgot when I heard that, but I was thinking, what else besides the mind? You know, yeah, you got the mind, but what else?
Yeah, it's really more of a felt sensation for me. Yeah. Yeah.
Where does that come from?
It's a whole body experience, really, you know, because it's not just the heart or the gut. It's like I can feel it in my arms, which is interesting.
So is this something you can use? I saw you do this. Is this something that would be useful as a reminder of what you're working on now while you're there, all beautifully mm-hmm. dressed and excited? And
yes, I think it is. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really an interesting sensation because it's like, it's a feeling of openness within the upper arms. I don't know how else to explain it. It's very interesting.
That's pretty good.
I have my new book on all the body sensations and what they relate to. So I want to look in there.
Yeah. So. Okay. So where are we now with this?
I think what I said at the beginning is that I wanted to have a feeling of ease and flow. And I think it's interesting, we didn't get there the way that I thought we would, but I feel more ease and flow in that. Let me get ready to close all the rooms too. Be mindful of the time too. that sensation of I'm just looking off to the side because I'm focusing my awareness here in the body. And yeah, that's a good bodily sensation to have.
Between now and then, what will keep this fresh for you? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought someone just came in. No.
Not yet.
Okay. What will keep this fresh for you?
I think that thing is to add it to my guidelines for winning, which I'm going to do right now.
Oh, you took that Southern program, huh?
Yeah. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome.
Hello.
So you'll have to do this on your own. What would make it feel complete? And then
yeah, I'll we'll get there. We haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, we have more time?
We have a little more. No, well, not right.
Okay.
Yes. Everyone's back. Okay. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Maybe not everybody's back quite yet.
No.
Yep. Now everybody's back.
There we go.
All right. So, what would you like to share about the exploration and awareness phase of the arc?
I have an overall observation, if I may, and that is, up until now, this experience, I have been kind of contrary on the concept of laser coaching. And yet, I felt what we both did was, I would call laser coaching. So I have to re-examine my beliefs. Thank you.
Nice. Thanks, Terry.
And what do you mean by laser coaching?
Very fast coaching. Laser ray speed, no?
Covering everything, covering all competencies, not that an MCC assessor would recognize them, they go so quickly. But going through an entire coaching, what typically takes me an hour, taking 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, they're like, it's that arc. I don't know, or if you want to, like jewels on a necklace, right? They're the jewels. And so you're making sure you touch each of the jewels or do each piece of the arc. But yeah.
I like and the metaphor.
Yeah. What else?
It almost seems like touching all the jewels of the arc. That's a great metaphor. And presence. There's almost like a natural tension for me between that as I feel into that one.
Yeah, Robert, we set this all first within the context of presence as we started.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
It's all about presence, isn't it?
Yes.
Something that occurred to me at the beginning, and thank you so much for your slides, Leanne, I hope you're sending them out to us, because it is very helpful to see that summary, a quick summary. And the thing that occurred to me is, and laser coaching is something that we could practice on ourselves. We may be rushing into a meeting and we could go through that arc with ourselves, either quickly or if we had more time. If there's something in our lives that's concerning for us, a problem, an issue, it's a way to work through that process with us, which within ourselves too. And I'm sure, I would hope that all of us as coaches would be practicing that anyway, but it's sort of a reminder. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yes. I we always say trust the wisdom of the client. And I do think if we have clients who are familiar or that we educate about what makes a coaching conversation, it makes this easier, mm-hmm. makes it flow more. Yeah. All right. So we did the presence, we did the exploration. I have one slide on the action.
Is that you?
Ortal's going to tell me it's not here we go. Okay. All right. It's up to them, the competencies say. Client-generated ideas. They set their own accountability, identify barriers. I mean, we can ask the questions, but we're not telling them. And this comes back to 2.01, acknowledging the client is responsible for themselves. So I'm not gonna spend a ton of time here, but just that this is the action part of the arc, and it's a little part. And then the next piece is big for ICF. If you ask me, this is where the power of coaching is as well. Well, the presence piece and the power of what's the integration? Where are you? What insights? What did you learn? Where else might this apply? And then what would help us to feel complete? So just maybe some thoughts about what difference does it make when you as a coach or a coach asks these kinds of questions.
I think there's an impetus forward.
An impetus forward.
Leanne, I also want to say one thing I take, most thing I take from this specifically, I mean, as an example, the last question, what would take us to feel complete? I noticed I always ask it you, like what would take you to, and yes, us is a strong and important word to emphasize throughout the session, implying we are partners in this and being a partner in that, and finishing in that way is a great way to finish. So I'll change from you to us also in the last one.
I think there's implied empowerment.
Yes, the empowerment. Yes. That the client walks out of our time together, our partnership, knowing right, ICF says they are creative, resourceful, and whole. Mm-hmm. They have some new insights about who they are. Yeah. All right. So we're not going to do the arc mapping, but I will ask the question. Oh, yeah, Alfonso.
Just one question, Leanne. What is the limit for you in what is the limit for you in partnering on goals with the client?
Partnering, not like the action piece, is that what you're asking for, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
when you say limit, yeah, say
8-2, 8-3, 8-5.
Yeah. You know, I honestly, I tend to get happier if a client has the insight, because I think that then the action will come. I don't necessarily have to nail down the action.
Okay.
They go off and they're like, oh yeah, and I did X, Y. They come back the next time, I did X, Y, and Z, even if we didn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know if ICF agrees, but that's my experience as a coach.
Me too.
You too, okay. So I know we have maybe 1 minute because Terry usually does the close, but just for you to put into action 2.02 and 2.03, which is that we have a reflective practice and ongoing learning and development as a coach, just to think what part of this presence, if you could mute please, presence, exploration, action, integration, comes naturally already, easy. Where's the stretch? And what do you want to strengthen? Yes, if you want to add it to the chat, that would be lovely. Beautiful. Stretch, patience to allow the flow to continue.
I want to thank you very much, Leanne. I think the silence whenever I get this in sun is reflection
Harry,
going
you
on.
Are muted.
I'm on
and
mute.
Thank you all. Slides will come out.
I wanted to thank you. That was the silence. Thank you. And the silence, at least for me, is a lot to reflect on. And so I need to process before I can really even answer. But there has been learning inside of me. I can feel it, and I'm grateful for it. And I thank you all for being here. And do come back on April 27th. Jerry, so you should have a smile on your face because you're going to be leading us in the other AI, that teleclass. Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, and there's one before by Lourdes Cabero.
That's the skills.
Yes. Prep.
That's not the teleclass.
Okay.
We have so many programs now, I often confuse them. There'll be several invitations before we even get to Jerry. So Jerry has 3 weeks to prepare about AI. Is that enough?
Let's see. It's never enough.
Never enough. AI.
And please fill the form that Jerry made. Please, it will make my life, our life, easier. Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Jerry, is it going to be AI?
I will. Thank you for telling Jerry.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then we all pray that we will get approval.
Is it our talk?
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. This was a high-level, wonderful experience.
Thank you, Leanne.
It's hard
thank
to say
Leanne.
Bye.
Good to see you. Leanne,
you really
thank you
so
Leanne.
Much.
Your Tom and Jerry.
Thank you, Leanne. Thank you, Dinesh.
Thank you all.
Thank you all. Thank you, Leanne. It was right on time for me.
Words. Yeah. Bye, everybody. Oh, I learned how to do this. I learned how to do this. My teacher's even on the screen. Okay, show the teacher that I learned to do this. It's not working. Rob, it's not coming out. Where is it? Oh, I gotta turn this off.